Could you just drink that like it was?
You know, generally you had to eat it with a spoon. You could drink it if you take something and beat it up. Mm-hmm. You can drink.
Yes, sir, I see. Could you make any kind of cheese out of that?
No, sir.
I was just wondering if you could, you know, cottage cheese.
No, sir, I never did hear of anybody in this country making any.
What's that?
Thing out of it.
But you have heard of cottage?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of cottage cheese.
Okay. Well, say if you just milked your cow, what would you do to the milk to get some of the impurities out of it?
You'd strain it. Mm-hmm.
And another type of food that you might have for dessert, you'd bake it in a, cook it in a deep dish?
Yeah.
Maybe with apple slices or something like that, and have a nice thick crust on it?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Call it cobbler.
Right. And that's not quite the same as a pie?
No, sir. It's not the same as a pie.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if somebody has a good appetite, you might say, well, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Mm-hmm. People around here ever use the word victuals?
Oh yeah, yeah. Used to hear that a lot of things. Put the victuals on the table.
You don't hear it much anymore?
No, sir, you don't never hear that expression anymore.
Okay. Well, say if you're having a pudding or maybe something like gingerbread.
Yeah.
What about something that you could pour on over it for taste, maybe made out of milk and cream or nutmeg, you know, something to kind of sweeten it?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
I don't know now what they'd call that.
I was wondering if you might call it a dip or sauce or...
Yeah, generally call it sauce.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Okay. Say if you're having some company over for a meal and the company's just all standing up around the table.
Uh-huh.
And if you didn't want them to keep on standing, you'd say, well, y'all just go ahead.
Sit down.
Okay. Or if they were sitting down and they hadn't started eating yet, and you didn't want them to wait until something's passed to them.
Yeah.
You'd just say, well, y'all just go ahead and
help yourself.
Or say if somebody passed you something and it wasn't something that you liked.
Yeah.
What would you probably say to them when it came around to you?
I don't want none of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about food that has been cooked and served a second time, what would you call that?
Leftovers.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say that food has been?
Leftover.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would people around here say it's been warmed over?
Yeah,
or
warmed over, leftover.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and you begin to
eat
or
chew it.
Sure, okay. What about a food, something called mush? Have you heard of that?
Well, seemed like I did years ago, make it out of, they'd say meal mush.
Meal mush.
Yeah.
Can you remember eating any of it?
I don't believe I can.
Somebody told me that they use that mainly for people who were sick.
Make salt food where they could eat.
Right, but it wasn't a regular thing, did
no.
it?
No.
I see. Did people around here usually have a place around the house that they kept and planted things for their own use?
Well, not too much right around the house.
But you
planted it out in the garden.
Right. Do you usually keep a garden?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to have a big garden.
What would you grow in?
Oh, we'd grow beans, tomatoes, onions, cucumbers, radishes, lettuce, beets.